Blog Talk Radio.
I need you, Lord.
I need you.
Oh, Father, bring
Spirit fall fresh on me. I need you, touch me now.
Oh, Lord. care where you are right now. You just need to stop just for a few minutes and say thank you, Jesus. Just stop. Hallelujah. He's been good to you. Every time I get up in the morning, I stand on my feet, I say thank you, Jesus. I give you praise. You've been better to me than I've been to myself. You watched over me all night long. You let your angels encamp around about me. Thank you, Jesus. Mm-hmm. Every time I get sick, you're my doctor on my sick bed. Hey, thank you, Lord. You watch over my children and you keep them. Thank you, Jesus.
Almighty God, I give you praise. We bring a sacrifice of praise into the house of the Lord. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the mighty and the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Psalm 95. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker, for he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart as in the provocation, as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my work. 40 years long was I grieved with this generation, and said, it is the people that do err in their heart, and they have not my ways. unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest. Psalm 98, oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done marvelous things. His right hand and his holy arm has gotten him the victory. The Lord has made known his salvation, his righteousness as he openly showed in the sight of the heathen. He has remembered his mercy and his truth toward the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praise. Sing unto the Lord with the harp and the voice of a psalm, with trumpets and sound of cornet. Make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floods clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world, and the people with equity. Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, O ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth to all generations. In Jesus' name, amen. Once again, we want to say good morning to each and every one of you. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am a Apostle Marco Puroboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. Let us pray. In the mighty name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you. We praise your glorious and your holy name. We thank you, Lord, for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. We thank you for waking us up this morning. We thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, for your kindness, your goodness. Lord, we thank you. You are awesome. You are great. There is no one greater than you. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for healing. We thank you for deliverance. Thank you for the victory that you had on the cross, that you have on the cross. Because of Jesus, we have that victory. Hallelujah. Jesus, we thank you for the sacrifice you made on the cross to save us, to redeem us back to Almighty God. We bless your name. We praise your name, Jesus. Thank you for salvation. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And this morning, Lord, we claim salvation for those in our families that do not know you as their Lord and personal Savior. We claim salvation of our friends and those that are connected to us that do not know you. We claim their salvation. We ask the Holy Spirit to move in their lives, move upon their hearts, so that they can receive Christ as their Lord and personal Savior. Lord, let the Holy Ghost move upon their hearts, soften their hearts, soften the hearts of Christ's family and relatives and siblings and nieces and nephews, Lord, and children that do not know Jesus, that they will come into the saving grace and receive Jesus Christ as their Lord and personal Savior. Father God, we just want to bless you in advance You said that it was one sinner is saved that is a party going on. The angels are rejoicing over one sinner, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we know, Lord, there's always rejoicing and a rejoicing 24/7, oh God, because kingdom of God is being populated. Hallelujah. And the kingdom of darkness is being depopulated. We thank you, Lord, for the spirit of evangelism resting upon each and every one of us, spreading the good news about Jesus Christ, telling others about Jesus, not only but what he say, but for how we, what we do. Lord, for what comes from our hearts, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you. So we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask for mercy, mercy, mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Forgive us of all that we've done that are not pleasing to you. We pray for mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Your mercies are new every morning. And so, Lord, we pray for mercy, 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 mercy in the name of Yeshua Mashiach. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy, O God, upon our grandchildren, our siblings, our nieces and nephews. Mercy, O God, be mercy upon unto all of us this morning in the name of Jesus. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. We cry out to you for your mercy. Your mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. As we go through the day, O God, and the Holy Spirit walk with us and convict us of things that we do through the day, or let us remember to stop and ask God for mercy. Holy Spirit, do what you do best. Let Jesus Christ be glorified. Let the blood of Jesus cleanse us. Let the blood of Jesus purify us. Let the blood of Jesus sanctify us. Release the blood of Jesus into the service. Over the airways, the cyberspace, the network. We soak this service in the blood of Jesus. We soak our environment in the blood of Jesus. Oh, cleanse the environment in the name of Jesus. We soak ourselves in the blood of Jesus. Lord, take away our hearts of stone and give us hearts of flesh. Let the blood of Jesus speak for us, O God. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. We cover our children in the blood of Jesus, our grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. Everything that is connected to us, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth. We put the armor on our spouses, our children, our grandchildren, our siblings, nieces, nephews, everyone under the sound of our voice, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. Oria Masande Yako. Yekriya Masande Yakurumoso Doria Kayamasi. Oh, Father God, we ask for divine angelic assistance in the name of Jesus. Father God, divine angelic assistance for this prayer service. Divine angelic assistance for us as individuals. Divine angelic assistance for our families. In the name of Jesus, so do your biddings in our lives to guide and protect us, and do your biddings, O God, to war on our behalf in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we thank you for refreshing. Thank you for refreshing us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, refreshing us in the spirit of Christ, refreshing us. Thank you for the fresh oil. Thank you, Lord. Let the river flow, oh God, out of our bellies to a flow of living waters in the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, Father God, the same resurrection power that raised Jesus Christ from the grave is that same resurrection power that is in us, oh God. So in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach, in the name of Jesus Christ, oh, let the resurrection power that raised Jesus for Christ from the grave that is within us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, let it be activated and manifested in our lives in the name of Jesus. Let us walk in the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. Let us pray in the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. Let us preach in the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. Let us live in the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. Yekuria masanderiako, the perfect lamb was slain. Uria masanderiako, through the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood. Therefore, his name is above all names. What is his name? His name is Jesus. His name is Jesus, the resurrected power. That is in the blood of Jesus. The holy blood of Jesus. That wash and cleanse us. Yes, Lord, let it be activated and manifested in our lives. In the name of Jesus. All for your glory, Jesus. All for your honor to win souls for the kingdom of God. In the name of Jesus, let embrace us in your love. Open our spiritual eyes. In the name of Jesus, let us walk by your spirit, Christ, and not by flesh. In the name of Jesus, open our eyes, oh God. Open our eyes. Open our spiritual eyes. Let us be sensitized to the things of the Spirit. Holy, 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 Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with your glory. Out of our belly, let the rivers of living waters flow. In the name of Jesus, yes, Lord. Father God, we destroy every monitoring device in the name of Jesus. Every human that poses as agents, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we silence them in the name of Jesus. When God is for you, who can be against you? Greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. So, Father, we just want to say thank you. We pray, Lord, for those that do not feel well. Oh, Father God, we speak healing right now. We speak healing right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, heal, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Strengthen us, God, oh God. Your strength is made perfect in our weakness, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we come against incidents and accidents, oh God. Father God, we cover our transportation with the blood of Jesus. We ask you to be the drivers in those cars, oh God. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, take over, oh God, in the name of Jesus. There'll be no accident and incidents in our families. In the name of Jesus, we declare safety in the blood of Jesus. We cover each and every transportation mode in the blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. In Jesus' name, we cancel every plan of the enemy. Every plan of the enemy, we cancel through the resurrection power that is in the blood of Jesus. No child of ours will have accident. No, we cancel those plans right now of the enemy in the name of Jesus, not by my might or power, but by the Spirit of the living God. In the name of Jesus, we cover these children with the blood of Jesus. We call for reinforcement from heaven in the name of Jesus to keep our children safe under the shadow of your wings. We thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. I will suggest to you, to mothers, including myself, continue to pray for your children. I keep seeing an accident, and keep so pray for your children and tell them to drive carefully. Keep cover them with the blood of Jesus, not only today but every time. Keep their cover with the blood of Jesus. Amen. Let us keep praying for our kids and keep their cover with the blood of Jesus. We come against incident, we got an accident in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And have faith and trust in God, because when God has revealed a thing, that means it will pass over. We always have to pray. Hallelujah. Thank you, Romo Sotoriaka. In the name of Jesus, we bless the name of Jesus. We praise the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I cover each and every one with the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let the blood speak. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Let's look at the book of Esther, chapter 3. I'm going to go a look for chapter 3. We're going to look down on verse 8. The living God, I surrender completely and totally to you. Let the word, your word, come forth in the power and anointing of the Holy Spirit. Let there be understanding, revelation, understanding, and let transformation begin in the name of Jesus. I'm just going to start from the first verse, Esther 3. After these things, did King Ahasuerus promote Haman above all the princes that were with him, and in all the king's servants that were in the king's gate, bow and reverence Haman, for the king has so commanded concerning him. But Mordecai bowed not, nor did him reverence. Then the king's servants, which was in the king's gate, said unto Mordecai, why such commandment? Now it came to pass, when they spake daily unto him, and he hearkened not unto them, they told him to see whether Mordecai matters would stand. For he had told them he was a Jew. And when Haman saw that Mordecai bowed not, nor did he did him reverence, then was Haman full of wrath. And he thought scorn to lay hands on Mordecai alone, for they had showed him the people of Mordecai, Wherefore Haman sought to destroy all the Jews that were throughout the whole kingdom of Ahasuerus, even the people of Mordecai. In the first month, that is the month Nisan, in the 12th year of King Ahasuerus, they cast spur, that is the lot, before Haman from day to day and from month to month to the 12th month, that is the month of Adar. And Haman said unto King Ahasuerus, there's a certain people scattered abroad and dispersed among the people in all the provinces of thy kingdom, and their laws are diverse from all peoples, neither they keep the king's law. Therefore, if it is not for the king's prophet to suffer them, if it please the king, let it be written that they be destroyed, and I will pay 10,000 talents of silver to the hands of those that have treasures. And the king took his ring from his hand and gave it unto Haman, the son of Amittai, the Agagite, the Jews' enemy. And the king said unto Haman, the silver is given to thee, the people also to do with them as it pleases, seemeth good to thee. Then were the king's scribes on the 30th day of the month, and there was written according to all that Haman had commanded unto the king's lieutenant, and to the governors that were over every province, and to the rulers of every people of every province, according to the writing thereof, and to every people after their language, in the name of King Ahasuerus, was it written and sealed. It was written and sealed with the king's ring, and the letters were sent by post into all the king's provinces to destroy, to kill, and to cause to perish all Jews, both young and old, little children and women, in one day, even upon the 13th day of the 12th month, which is the month Adar, and to take the spoil of them for a prey. The copy of the writing for a commandment to be given to every province was published unto all people that they should be ready against that day. The post went out, being hastened by the king's commandment, and the decree was given in Shushan the palace, and the king and Haman sat down to drink, but the city Shushan was perplexed. You know, story over and over. I love this story of Esther, and this is the month the Jewish calendar. This is the month they celebrate the feast of Esther, and Adar is this month, the Hebrew month. But one of the things I want you to know, that's why it's very good to be obedient to God, because sometimes when we are not obedient, we cause havoc from generation to generation when we are not obedient to God. Sometimes the disobedience goes down from one generation to the next generation, and it causes havoc. And sometimes you wonder why, what's happening in my family. Maybe it's because somebody in the bloodline was totally in error with God, had not done certain things. And sometimes that's why some things in our families just reoccur, because why? We don't have that. We didn't have the knowledge, knowing how to pray, knowing how to break these curses. When you receive Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, when you lack the knowledge and you don't know how to come and pray and ask God to take those, break you loose from your ancestral curses and all those things that something linger into the different generation. And these are the things that's why the people perish, because of lack of knowledge. That's why you have to read your Bible and study. Say, oh, I just go to church every Sunday. No. You have to take time. to study the word and to read, read and study the word of God. When you look at this story, you wonder who is, you get, but Apostle, who is Martha? You go into the story, who is the guy? You got to understand who he is, where did he come from, who is this man? What is he against the Jews? And then when you go into the historical part of who he is, you understand he's from that lineage that comes from Esau. And I don't have time to go into the deep studies of the different studies of it, but he comes from a line that is against God. And when you look at it, when King Saul was king, and God told him to kill all the Amalekites. God told King Saul, kill everyone of the Amalekites. King Saul did not obey God. He left some of these things. He did not obey. And so these people are from that line. Haman is from that line of people. Because of King Saul's disobedience. So now there's a problem that has to be dealt with. Because God is an all-knowing God. And you have Abel that comes from that line of the Amalekites. If all of them have been killed like God had told King Saul to do, it wouldn't have been a problem in the book of Esther. Amen. For all things work, God always have a plan. Because, you know, humans will always make mistakes, but God always have a plan. Amen. So you see this enemy that have risen again. And the enemy has come through Haman. And you see, one of the things too, people have to be careful. Malachi is at the king's gate. Haman do know who Malachi is. All the king's servants there at the gate, they bow down, but they got to go. That's what, people got to be careful how they take news back and forth. Haman actually do know who Mordecai's background is, but of course they think the king's servant, they're all servants, but they got to go and say everything who Mordecai is. And they have to say everything to Haman. Why? Some of these things happen because of envy and jealousy. These are the same things that are happening in today's society. They got those who stir up confusion in the background, and sometimes the same people that stir up confusion in the background. You might not even know those people who stir up confusion. You work with them, you eat with them, you talk on the telephone with them, you tell them your secrets, and they write that in the background, and they stir up confusion. You don't know that they are the cause of a lot of things that happening, and then you go to them and say, please pray with me, I'm in trouble, this and that. And these are the same people who were part of your problem. And this is what is happening with Monica. They worked with him, but now they have become people running their mouth and letting Haman know who Monica is. And then, of course, here Haman go now and catch the seal of the king to destroy the children of Israel. In everything we do, in everything we say, words, our words are weighty. We got to be careful We get killed with words. We get caused hair. You get caused confusion with words. Let us use our words to be blessings. Instead of using our words, sometimes that conversation that you think is just a regular conversation, it can cause a whole lot of havoc and affect one generation to the next generation. You don't want to be, I don't want to be the cause of anyone being. And sometimes you don't know, but some words you may say frivolously will cause a lot of havoc. It could mess with destinies. We have to be careful in those things, even in the name of Jesus. Speak life. Speak blessings. Hallelujah. So I want you to take your time. Read Esther chapter 3. And let, as you read it, do read it fast or just read it with understanding and revelation. Let the Holy Spirit move upon the words as you read it and give you deeper revelation and understanding. And so you can see exactly, your eyes can be open to these things that's taking place. Chaos and confusion. Verse 3, then the king's servants, which were in the king's day, said unto Mordecai, why transgressed thou the king? Told Haman in verse 4. I mean, we have to be careful what we speak, what we do. We do not, what is it if you, when we pass and we go, and God is judging us and say, you killed this person, you did this. And you, what would you say? Oh, no, I didn't kill that person. Lord, what are you talking about? And then the Lord just, boom, a film. And you see yourself when you are in, saying some stuff that destroy a person's life. Some people die because of suicide, because of what people are saying. And what would you say? God said that conversation that you kept caused this and this and that and ultimately led to the death. Ultimately led to a father and a mother divorcing. Marriage separation ultimately led to families having confusion. Ultimately led to life being destroyed. Father, we bless you and we thank you this morning. In James, you spoke to us about our tongue. Oh God, let us speak to bless others and not be a part of things that will cause, bring harm and danger to others. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, if in the past we've done these things we are not aware of, we ask for mercy. Have mercy upon us, O God. Help us in our walk with you to heed to the voice of the Holy Spirit and not to the voice of strangers. Let us not cause chaos and confusion in others' lives and be behind the scenes. And maybe the person will not see it, but God, you see it and you know it. Oh, Father God, perfect all that concerns us. Let us have a life-changing encounter with you and let your name be glorified. Let us steadfastly walk in your resurrection power and do your will of Jesus Christ be glorified. Lord, we bless you and we thank you. We thank you for each and every one under the sound. Glory to my soul, the echo of my voice. In the name of Jesus, amen and amen. As I was praying, as someone, their life is going to change. I see blossoming in your life. I just see a blossoming. I see the it's like a almond tree budding. It's a blossoming coming to your life. You had given up, but the spirit is turning around in your favor. Hallelujah. I just see this tree just bursting forth. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord and receive that word that's blossoming. Jesus' name, amen and amen. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from all evil. For thine is thy kingdom, thy power, and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Take time, please, my sisters and brothers. Read 3. Tomorrow we'll go deeper into the tongue, what the tongue can do, all these manipulations. So sometimes we need to realize and understand these things so we can be careful. Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. In Jesus' name, amen.
Today, just to praise you. I came here today just to lift your name on high. Lord, I came here today just to say how much I love you. I love you just because you are. Here today, just to thank you. I came here today, just to express my gratitude. Oh Lord, I came here today, to let you know I really love you. I love you, just because you are. Yeah.
but I'm so thankful for my life, my health, my strength. Oh God, I just worship you. I just came to praise you from the bottom of my heart for all you've done for me. I didn't come to ask you to do anything, because I know you love me. You've proven that so many times. I love you, Jesus. I just come to worship you today. Just because you are. I've been in some dark places in my life, places I would never want you to go. I've been abused, I've been lied on, I've been talked about, misunderstood, but still God was always there. He picked me up and he brought me out. I never really felt I deserved his goodness or his grace, but that's the kind of God we serve. What a friend we have in Jesus. When everything that you worked for all of your life suddenly disappears, and you feel all hope is gone, and those that you confided in told everything you said, family members you thought would never leave you, they deceived you. When that happens, baby, it's all grace. It's all God. And I want to tell you something. He's better than any doctor. Better than any lawyer. He's better than any friend, because friends will deceive you. He's better than any lover that I've ever known. He's awesome. He's better than any psychiatrist, because he knows me from the inside. Oh, he'll never leave me. And let me tell you something else. You can never shock him. Anything that you do, I'm amazed that he loves me anyway. You see, by faith, I can come to you. By grace, I'm saved. Oh, through love, there is a mountain that washes all of my sins. I'm so glad. Everything I've done, every thought he washed. Everything that's not like God, he washed all my sin away. Divine. Oh, I'm a lady.
I'm praising my Savior. Oh, oh. Perfect submission. All is at rest. I in my through any kind of problem. All you have to do is just call on him, and he's right.